You're listening to Benson Radio on WCDB Albany. That was Palm with Composite. We're going to be signing off in just a second to play you some Bruce Springsteen. It's going to be awesome. And by that, I mean staying on to play some Bruce Springsteen. But in the meantime, nope. Oh, here it comes. We're going to do that. So this is the original sign-on to WCDB Albany coming up for you. So stay tuned. This is going to be wonderful. And the rest of your day is going to be a reunion day. Bye. Yeah. It is...
WCDB broadcasting for the very first time on program test authorization granted by the Federal Communications Commission to the State University of New York. WCDB's studios are located at the State University of New York at Albany, 1400 Washington Avenue in the city of Albany, New York. Good afternoon. My name is Paul Rosenthal. I'm general manager of this radio station, 91 FM. March 1st, 1978 is the date. Our initial programming, and in just a few minutes, we're going to throw our programming over to our master control studio. Host Jim Saturno will fill out the rest of the afternoon and early evening hours with music. With me right now is a man, probably the man most responsible for this station, certainly the individual who has most to do with getting WCDB on the air. Neil Brown is Dean for Student Affairs for State University of New York at Albany. How you feel?
I feel very proud of you and of your predecessors and of your other students here in this room and who worked on WCDB in its preparation over these last several years, Paul. On behalf of the administration at the University at Albany, we congratulate you. We tell you we're very proud of you and your colleagues. We wish for WCDB a very long and healthy life.
Well, thank you very much, sir. And we extend our thanks to you and the other officials of the university here at Albany and State University Central Administration, who are the licensees of this station and have made it a real possibility. My immediate predecessor is standing right behind me, former general manager Eric Goldstein. And Eric, for the past few years, has performed feats of miraculous proportions in an effort to get an FM radio station on this campus. Eric, sorry you couldn't be standing right here right now, but I'm glad you could join us today.
Well, I'm standing to the left of you, Paul. That's good. I'm very gratified that, there was an old saying when we were first thinking about putting this station on the air. Before this station was on the air, most of the people in this room, most of the people who will staff WCDB, belong to its predecessor organization, which was the carrier current station of the State University at Albany here. And back when we were planning this radio station, there was a sentiment going around that because of various problems that had to be surmounted by people who came before me, and certainly Paul, who's general manager right now, it would not happen within our lifetime. That was the underlying sentiment, but I guess we proved them all wrong. And I'm very pleased to be here. And I've got my car radio all set on 90.9. I can't wait to hear it.
Well, congratulations to you. And you and all of our former executive members certainly have an open invitation to come over to 91FM. And in the next couple of weeks, I'm sure our listeners will be hearing a lot about the history of this station and what it's taken to get 91FM on the air. Okay, thank you very much. I'd like to extend thanks to many dozens of people who helped get this station on the air. A person who's been up literally 24 hours a day for about the last month, would you say? Our chief engineer is Ira Goldstein, and Ira, could you just give our listeners a brief idea of how many people we're talking about that were required to get the station on?
We're talking about six students who helped me, and as well as many, many people down at the ECC.
Without Educational Communication Center
here at SUNY Albany, without whose help we wouldn't be where we are today, without a doubt. Especially Jerry Jones of the ECC, probably the most prominent figure that we've mentioned. But I'm going to mention names. I won't go down enumerating people because I'm bound to leave out somebody and offend their feelings that way.
Okay, well, suffice to say, we're thanking dozens, if not hundreds, of individuals who in the past 10 years have sought to make the station a reality. There are many people within the university itself, notably our student affairs office and our campus center office, who've been absolutely necessary to our existence. So, as you said, we're not going to be able to enumerate all of those people right here on the air, but let it be said that we say thanks to you. Okay, it's time for no more ceremony. It's time for musical programming, the programming that's been designed for the listeners at Albany State University and the rest of the Capital District. Throw the microphone over to Jim Saturno.
And good afternoon. Along the line, we were thinking, what song were we going to start off as the first song on WCDB in Albany? And we had a lot of suggestions. But when it came down to which song we were actually going to play, we decided it couldn't be anyone else but the boss.
Beyond the palace, semi-barred drones scream down the board. And now a word about WCDB's first general manager, Paul Rosenthal. Paul Rosenthal was born in July 1956 in Baldwin, New York. As a youngster, he was interested in ham radio and riding his bike, and had a typical upbringing. After finishing high school in 1974, he attended SUNY Albany, and during that time he went to work for WSUA, the university's carrier current radio station, and soon became news director. During his years at WSUA, he was instrumental in helping the station acquire a license and studios for FM broadcasting, overcoming the financial obstacles and bureaucracy that often accompanies large projects at a public university. Paul continued to build upon the work of his predecessors until in 1978, the university was granted a license for and built an FM radio station, which we know today as WCDB. Paul served as WCDB's first general manager. Paul graduated shortly after the station's sign-on and moved back to Long Island with his wife, Cheryl. From his WSUA news experience, he was hired by NBC Radio Network News and got involved in network news marketing. On March 3, 1982, at the age of 25, Paul ended his own life, but left a great legacy of college radio broadcasting at his former station, WCDB, which listeners and students alike enjoy today. WCDB alum Mark Plevin.
I was a classmate of Paul's. I was a friend of Paul's. I was a contemporary of his on the executive board. I was the last sports director of WSUA and the first sports director of WCDB. I remember when I first met Paul, I was intimidated by him because he was a little older than I was, I think by a year, and he was the youngest of three brothers, and so he had some savoir-faire from his brothers, some sophistication that I didn't, and plus, Paul was living with some upperclassmen. He also got involved in the radio station right at the beginning, and it took me a few months before I found my way to the station. And I think by the time I got there, Paul was already on the air and already reporting. But we became very good friends. We co-hosted a Monday night talk show when the station went FM, called The Monday Night Thing. And the most impressive thing about it was we actually got phone calls, which after 3.5 years in WSUA, we weren't used to getting. But Paul was one of these people who was a rock. He was dependable. In a radio station full of egos and full of, frankly, children, Paul was an adult. Paul was a responsible adult who managed us, who supervised us, who led us by example. Who took us where we wanted to go and was the one who dealt with all the problems, dealt with all the issues, and managed to be our rock. And that's why it was so painful, I think, and so ironic that Paul took his own life a few years later.
Today we'd like to honor Paul Rosenthal on this special occasion and always, for the great work he did in helping create WCDB Radio. I'm sure there are many who will join me in saying thank you to Mr. Rosenthal for your hard work and dedication in launching the many years of great radio here at WCDB 90.9 FM, the Capital District's best.
Together, we can beat them. WCDB.
40
years.
40
years.
40
years.
40
years.
We're here at the University at Albany.
Come on.
FCC Channel 215.
Delicious.
WCDB.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
This is a great venue for listening to new bands.
Albany.
They're giving it away free and getting the little kids hooked.
Celebrating 40 years.
The Capital District's
best.
WCDB Albany.